melanin, creativity, the flow of energy, justice, politics, money, jobs. A lot of things to talk about on the stage, especially when I'm addressing my melanin-filled individuals. And we decided to put it all in a playbook. That's right, you heard me, playbook. The guidelines to the melanated. Tune in and listen to the Melanin Playbook. We're waiting. Hey, you guys, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the famous The Melanin Playbook.
What's up?
Good evening. What's up, y'all?
You know, we were sitting around talking, and we decided that going into the holiday season, a lot of things will start changing for everyone. Some holidays are harder than others. So we are deciding to call this episode Mental Health Check, Paying the Rent. And basically, to break it down, while we said paying the rent, rent is the top priority for everybody, or in this case, mortgages and things like that. But you make sure where you stay is taken care of before anything else is taken care of, which means you should be doing that for yourself too. It should not be where you are paying other people's rent and not your own. And sometimes we hurt ourselves mentally because we always paying attention to other bills and utilities within the home, not taking care of the home. Y'all get what I'm saying?
True. Mm-hmm. Or you have insufficient funds and you can't even take care of, or like insufficient funds, you giving out. But like you said, you don't have anything left for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And who wants to only work to pay the rent? Like at the end of the day, like, are you really enjoying yourself and your life if all you're doing is doing just enough to get by, just enough to pay the rent? I think it's good.
Some people really be okay with it, to be honest. Like, some people be okay with just working just to get by, actually.
Yeah. Well, not in the literal terms, but you know, on a mental health check, like it's like, yeah. I think we sometimes are so busy going through the physical aspects of life that the mental, you know, even including the spiritual, like we don't take a time to assess what we need in those moments. It's like we're working to just make it day to day. And in certain times and certain periods, that becomes it puts you in an aspect that's not enough anymore. Then you wonder why there's no happiness. And it's like, well, if that's why I said the metaphor, if I'm doing just enough to pay the rent, then what about my lights? What about my food, my car, my phone, my clothes? Like, and those are, when I use those as statements, it's more metaphors to say my emotions, my feelings, my mental thoughts, my physical aspect of my life, my sexual needs, my financial needs. Like what am I taking care of me all the way? Or am I doing just enough to say I made it through today? I can figure this out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that because I feel like that was definitely me, being that I had a child so young, that I feel like I lost my identity, or I feel like I never found my true identity because I was working just to provide. So I was going, I like having a routine life to where I was working, you know, not really thinking about me, but making sure that, you know, of course my son was good and everything, but I never actually took the time out to step aside to be like, are you okay, to myself? You know, it's just like I never thought about myself because it's like, you know, I got to do this. I got to, this is what I have to do. Like, it doesn't even matter. But I never did a mental check on myself to make sure I was okay, because I wasn't, but I didn't know I wasn't until I realized it.
Yeah.
And that goes a lot with single mothers, not even single mother, just mothers in general. You know, they work so hard, you know, you're living for the child pretty much, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or even black, I ain't want to say black fathers, but men, in general, you know, they always have a stigma of let me take care of my family, let me do this, let me provide, work all hours for my family. But yet and still, you know, they never really take care of their self, because most men are looked at as strong willed, can't cry, don't show weakness. And all of this stuff, when 9 times out of 10, that's that they thrive. They need that.
Yeah.
You know, husbands, fathers, all of that, you know, and single mothers or mothers in general.
Yep, that's so true, because that's definitely what happened to me. And it's just like, I don't know, one day I just was like, okay, what am I going to do to, like, find my happiness? Like, my kids fine. They okay. They're going to be good regardless. So I'm actually in that phase now, trying to regain my identity, because I lost it. I lost me being a mom, which isn't a bad thing. But at the same time, I still want to be able to separate myself from being a mom to do things that's going to fulfill me as a person when I'm not being a mother.
True. Yeah. And it, I did. I mean, I did it the same way going, I mean, even getting married. And I think that was one reason why I didn't want to get married at first, was because I had just found my identity, and I felt like getting married was going to take it from me. And not only that, but I on some level knew I had some mental things happening, but I didn't know how severe they were or how much I needed to really stop and take care of it. So I would push it all the way to the side. And then next thing you know, I was battling depression super hard, and my anxiety got worse over the years. And, you know, it went from that to then I had social anxiety and you know, disassociation and things like that, because I didn't take care of home first. And I was always like, okay, what they need. What we got to do for us. But I forgot that I'm a single part of that us. So it's like, if I'm not getting me together, then I can't contribute to us, because I don't have anything to give. I bring nothing to the table in that point. And I think sometimes we don't pay the rent, and we're quick to go sit at, you know, somebody else's house. Oh, I'll pay your lights. Oh, I'll give you money towards the pizza. Oh, I'll do this and this and that. Then you go home and you got notices on your door. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, damn, I could have been mentally taking care of myself, but no, I was over here taking care of this home. And now I'm sitting here in the dark with no food, about to get evicted. And this person over here is living the best life. You know what I mean? So
when you give all your money out, nobody's pretty much willing to reimburse you.
Oh, yep. That's and then when you need the help, it's not always there.
No, it's not.
Of getting that type of help too. When you put out that type of energy, it don't always be reciprocated.
And then when it don't be, now you like I said earlier, you sitting here broke. You know, it's the metaphor we're using. You're broke. You don't gave all your energy, all your love, and then now you sitting here looking for somebody to reciprocate it. And they're not. So it's like you kind of like
crazy
begging for your money back, and they're not giving it to you. Mm-hmm. So now you flipping out, and now you looked at as
crazy.
Homeless. And crazy. I feel like that, because now you homeless, because you ain't even got no home. You ain't even got no love for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. And it's, I mean, it's horrible the way it sets up for it, because then you're sitting in there in a headspace where I could have had more, I could have did more, I could have, you know, been in this space to be happy. And it's like, now I'm in this space like, you know what? Nah. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, like I'm good. I thought it was something I wanted. I thought, you know, I could give to everybody. I thought I could take care of me and everyone else, and I can't.
Yeah. I kind of learned that the hard way, because I was like, well, I know I'm gonna be good, so let me just make sure if I'm good, and I just want to make sure everybody is good, thinking that everybody, you know, will fall in place to make sure we all are good. Like, I'm looking out for everybody, and everybody looking out for self.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I learned the hard way, and I was, and it, you know, had me to have to start over. And when I started over, I had to start over by myself, and it came out to be much better.
You went bankrupt, baby.
Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. You went bankrupt.
And we all have went bankrupt a time or two.
Yeah.
Just feel like, you know, fuck this shit. Like, damn, did I really do that? You look back over all your transactions and you be like, did I do this? Did I let myself go that way? Woo!
Yeah, yes. But bankrupt, like a lot of times we don't want to go there, but bankrupt is not bad as people think it is. I think you never know what a mental wake up is until you go bankrupt. When you go bankrupt and it's like, now I have no energy to give nobody. I can't do anything for anyone. I got to sit here and take care of me, because putting yourself back together makes you value you, because you find out it's so easy to deconstruct you more than it is to put you back together. Mm-hmm. Like, putting you back together takes time, effort, and it could take years. Breaking you down could take a matter of days.
Days. And then once you get there back, you realize, you be like, well, that, like, you be quick. It's sad to say, but you be kind of heartless, but loving it at the same time. Like, it'd be easier to let go. Like, it'd be easier to throw that receipt away, or it'd be easier to not pick up that item or make that purchase. You know what I'm saying? When you value your money and you value your worth.
And it's like when you have a big heart, and you have to learn how to, you know, kind of filter through those things, because when you have a good heart and you just that person that just want to see everybody make it, you really have to kind of step back and just ask yourself certain questions that you feel are necessary, because it's kind of hard, you know, being a good individual with a big heart and just want to see everybody make it, because people really take advantage of that. And like you said, then next thing you know, you bankruptcy and everybody living off of your deposits. Like,
that's how I be.
And you gotta, you know what I'm saying, moving forward with me, I'm like, well, if I'm gonna help you, I gotta see you making deposits into your own life. Pretty much, you take one step, and if I see you helping yourself or trying to help yourself or trying to make some steps, then I'll help you. But if you ain't making no deposits, why the hell I'm gonna make a deposit?
Right.
But see, the problem is, a lot of us like to invest in people that we see are not, you know, putting in the effort in their own, like, life. And then it's kind of like, oh, we're like, oh, well, I'm still going to kick and I'm going to do this. And it's like, no, like, I think sometimes it comes down to the fact of us not wanting to be alone in those moments. And then it's like, well, I so much would rather be with somebody, although they could be draining me, I would so much rather be with somebody and doing everything they want to do and kicking it with them and da-da-da-da versus just sitting at home taking care of me. Because I'm going to tell you, when I went through my breakdown, I sat at home. I started sitting at home. I had quit answering the phone for a minute. I would stay in my room majority of the day. And it was me learning that, okay, you know what? To feel normal, you ain't got to get out of the house and hang out with people. You ain't got to go somewhere with somebody. You ain't got to go out of town. Sometimes you just having a moment to yourself sitting at home and laying in your bed eating chips is a good enough thing. You don't have to get up and keep trying to find solitude with somebody else. Like, just you good. Be at home, be to yourself, and take the moment to enjoy you.
Rob, I said, doing that, you could easily run out of money. You got to, like you said, make sure you pay the rent, because you got to live here. Nobody else don't.
Yeah. But people, you know, that's a tough lesson to learn. But the moment you learn it, like you said, you know, it becomes easier and you become protective. And sometimes you have to give people the hardest truth. They be like, hey, come, no, I'm good. I'm not going to hang out with you, because, like, I'm going to let you know why I ain't coming. Right.
Yes, because I'm definitely a person like, no, I'm not going to do it today. And I tell my friends, they'll know, like, no, I don't want to spend no money. I'm not going. Like, I'd be quick to say that. Like, yeah, you want to go? No, I don't want to spend no money today. I'm going to stay at home.
And there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Stuff like that, everybody be like, girl,
you gotta live. And I know I'm living. I'm living responsibly.
To myself.
And they literally be broke financially and mentally.
Right. And I'd be up in there and be trying to roll out with you. And like,
They really ain't got no bed, but.
Yeah.
And that sucks being broke both ways, honey. You ain't got spirit or no money.
Right.
But you trying to be out here kicking it.
Right.
You be like, nah, I think I'm good on that part.
Right. Absolutely.
You be like, nah, I think I'm great. I'm good. I don't need to,
But like, change the momentum. If you hanging around people that's, you know, evenly spending the money, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I give to you, you give to me. When I'm broke, you can pay me. And maybe you got enough to where you don't need it back. But then, you know, you got good friends that's going to give it back anyway, you know? Because I know I got good friends like that.
Yeah.
And I don't even call them friends. They're my family. My brother hurt. And you know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, you do, like, it's some moment you learn, like, some things you learn, like, even just, not even in your own life, you will watch it happen to other people and be like, you know what, I'm glad I'm not in that position, or, you know, I done been there, because, you know, I've had it where watching certain people, you know, like you said, mental health check, and, I hate to put it out but like that, but it's the honest truth, like Whitney Houston. I feel like Whitney Houston went down into drugs and things the way she did was because she was never doing for self. It was always, I'm taking care of my family. Clive is pushing me to get out here and perform, doing this, done. It was never a for herself type. And because she given up so much of herself to her music, that's why, you know, the last years of her performing, like, although it was not the best performances, she really wanted to feel that limelight again. And it was, I want them to look at me the way they did before, but by this time she was a joke to everybody. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, then she passed. Oh my God, Whitney Houston's done. And it's like, y'all didn't give her this energy when she was here. Mm-hmm. You didn't give her the space to cover herself and pay her rent. You kept, you know, she was doing for everybody else and she was a spectacle to you and she was this and that. And it's like, now you saying I missed her or it's this and that. Same as, you know, and they do it with a lot of people, you know, it's, especially, you know, celebrities and stuff. It happens like that. It's sad that it does, but we are always so busy not taking care of self. Like Robin Williams, for example. You know, nobody knew he was battling depression that bad.
Mm-mm.
Nobody knew. And for him to commit suicide, you wouldn't even thought Robin Williams, you couldn't have told me Robin Williams going to commit suicide. I would look at you like, nah, this man is the happiest man ever. But he was happy making other people laugh. But look at what was going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that happens. It just shows how sometimes we allow the external things to take priority over what's going on internally, and especially in our community, because they teach us to swallow our emotions, to not put our feelings into situations and just take situations for what they are and keep moving. Like, that's what they teach us, you know, but it's like at the end of the day, it's a lot of trauma coming up through us. And then it's like, you know what, we don't take the time to do a mental health check. Just like, take for example, I went in early this morning. And I got off late. I almost worked a double. I was like literally about 30 minutes away from a double.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the car riding home and I was talking to a friend, and you know, I told her, I said, I learned to evaluate myself. If I'm exhausted, I tell myself I'm exhausted. If I'm not feeling it, I tell myself I'm not feeling it. If I don't feel like I couldn't have got on here and, you know, talk with you guys tonight, I'd be like, hey, we may have to reschedule. I can't do it tonight. Why I learned to take care of self, because I'm no good to anybody if I'm not good to me.
Mm-mm.
And I don't want, and to be honest, transparent moment, I don't want to be good to anybody else if I'm not good to me. It used to be where, why can't I do for me? You know, you used to ask that self, that question of self, why can't I do for me? It's easy to do for everybody, but I can't do for me. You know why? Because you made it a habit of doing for everybody else. So now that comes easier than doing for you. And you've done it so long that checking on yourself mentally is not something you even do anymore. You don't even ask yourself mental questions. Because if we sat down and asked ourselves, we'd be like, why do I feel like this today? Why, when I wake up every day, I'm still drained? Why does me looking in the mirror bothers me so much? Why does, you know, I always feel like I'm sad around this time of year? This and that. We don't ask ourselves mental health questions. Mm-hmm. We don't do a check. We go and keep pushing and keep pushing until we can't push anymore. And then when the breakdown happens, and the breakdown, aka the eviction, happens, then we're like, how did this happen? How did we do this? Because once your mind decides that it's done, they don't even want your rent payment no more. You gone. Your stuff is out on the sidewalk at this point.
By this time.
Yeah, and now you got to rebuild, aka find another apartment or a home. Because you can't go back in here. It's not, you're not gonna be able to clean this mess up the way you think you're gonna be able to clean this mess up. This is going on your credit, and you just gonna have to pay this while you build over here. Right. And that's the honest truth. You know, a lot of times when it comes to mental health, we don't want to give each other the honest truth on mental health. We want to pretend like it's, oh, you know, go sit to yourself, get to yourself, and everything will pan out. In some cases, light situations, those things will happen. It's fine. Some stuff, even sitting to yourself, won't fix. And the reason why is you have let it go on for so long that self is like, this method of coping don't work no more. And I remember when I first tried therapy, somebody asked, they'll ask you why, you know, you chose the route of therapy. And I told them, I said, everything that I was doing that was working as a coping mechanism don't work anymore. I said, none of it works anymore. I said, I've tried everything and it won't work. This means I have been evicted out of my own damn mind. And now I can't tell you what's happening in that apartment anymore. I can't tell you what's going on in there because everything is all over the place. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to figure it out.
Looks so brand new to you.
Right. It looks like it's off to me. I'm like, how did this get here? When did this get it put in here? We had this in the kitchen, you know, you in there like that. And then it's like, you like, no, you know what? Y'all keep it all. Let me move over to this new apartment where I can restart and build up. And then I can go over here and take out what I need out of this place, this old place. And then I can move on to a new chapter, because take out what you need means hold on to the people that held on to you. Keep the size of you that was benefiting you. And the rest of that crap, you let the maintenance people come here and throw that crap in the trash.
I was about to say that. So, like, you know, how did everybody cope, like, with certain situations, you know, that you dealt with? Like, for me, I just had to just, like you said, just simply sit down and say, listen. So, because people think I'm crazy. I talk to myself. So, like, listen, nope, you better than this. And I call myself all type of names. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to do what works.
Mm-hmm.
So normally that's what I do.
For me personally, I used to wear a necklace on me. It was the Triquetra symbol. I don't know where I left that necklace. It's in this house somewhere. But I used to wear it every day. I was wearing it when I started therapy. And if you don't know, the Triquetra symbol means a few things in a few different areas. It used to be on the
little triangle thing.
Yeah, it used to be on the Charm TV show. Mm-hmm. But in Christianity, it means the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And in just literal terms, it can mean body, soul, and spirit. Body, mind, and soul, sorry. And I used to wear it for that because it was my checking point for me. It was like when I felt like I was off, I would touch it. And it would be my coping mechanism. It would be like, am I together physically? Am I together mentally? Am I together spiritually? Like, am I connected or is there a disconnect? And if there was a disconnect or I felt there was a disconnect, then I would be honest with myself on why I was having a disconnect. And not to sound like, you know, I'm losing my mind with stuff, but I will have a version inside of me, a voice in me that would be, when I would try to let stuff slide with people, it'd be like, speak up and say what's bothering you. Tell this person what you don't like. Tell them this and that. Don't let that crap slide. Don't do this. Da, da, da. I was literally at work and somebody had been walking around moping. This person normally be excited, but today they just was in a mode. And at first I was like, I kind of feel sorry. Maybe I should. And then I caught myself and some said, bro, that ain't your problem. That's their problem. You let them deal with it. And I was like, oh, say no more. And I was good. I was like, let me toss that on off to the side. But and we need that voice in us. We need somebody to be like, hey, you know what? No, take care of it and take that over there. Don't bring that in here. Because a lot of times the problem ain't the fact that we go out of our own house to help other people. It's that we allow them to come in our house to mess up stuff too.
Mm-hmm. So it's, chips.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you are still doing the same thing, replacing stuff you ain't got no business replacing because you didn't allow people to come in here that don't need to be in here in the first place. Do a mental health check. Ain't nothing wrong with a mental health check. It does not mean you crazy. It does not mean you losing your mind. It does not mean you ain't got it all together. Do a mental health check. You should do it however, like, often you feel like you need it. Some people will do it only on Monday. Some people will do it every single day. Some people do it every other hour. Do what you need to do for you. Because Lynette called a couple of weeks back and was like, hey, you know what? We did an episode on mental health. And I never thought that I had anything mentally until now. Mm-hmm. And like after discussing it, now I think that, yeah, it's some things about me mentally that I may need to get, you know, checked out or look into. And nothing's wrong with that. That's really taking accountability to say, you know what? I tried to pretend everything was good and normal. And now I'm realizing that's not the case. And like I said, AKA, I'm having issues paying the rent. Not that I don't want to pay it, and not that I ain't trying to pay it. I want to live here. I want to keep everything good and cope and steady because I'm trying to keep use y'all as a reference when I move to the next house. Because being honest, every decade of your life is like a mental home that you keep exchanging out.
Hello.
I'm here.
I don't know what happened.
Right, he just went out. Brandon?
I'm sorry, I think I cut out.
You did.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all, that's my internet connection.
The rent,
you know what? The bill is paid, but you know, I'm gonna have to hit up this company that we with and try to figure out why I'm dropping random signals up in here, because that ain't good, especially when you work home, you know. Right. But anyway, you know, you know, like I said, it's paying the rent, making sure that you get your stuff together, because I'm gonna call them before I pay this next bill.
But yeah, one way I did know, like, and I feel like, you know, when you mentioned like me with the mental health thing, being that that's something that I never was never exposed to me, like, you know, we didn't talk about mental health or anything like that. But one thing I've always done was wrote, like, when I felt like I didn't have anybody to talk to or felt like nobody would understand me, or I just feel like I needed to vent, I write to myself. Like, I really will write to myself. Sometimes today, if I feel like I want to say something honestly and I was like, I don't have nobody I want to talk to, or feel like I want to express certain things to people, I text myself. Like, I don't know if that's weird or not. I text myself just to relieve, just to get it out of me, just so it won't be just sitting on my brain, just sitting there. Like, I have to just get it out of me, you know, and not worry about, you know, having to have somebody respond or give me their opinion or advice and things like that, because I just feel like I want to talk to myself to make myself feel good. I want to talk to myself and give myself this advice. Like, you know, like, I don't know if it might sound crazy, but I do talk to myself to motivate myself, you know, to just be like, okay, this happened today. This is what you're going through. And they be like, girl, you good? You know, like, you know how you talking to your friends and you giving it. You know how your friends call you and they're going through stuff and you just talking out for hours at a time, pouring good energy into them. So I be my friend sometimes. I be my own friend sometimes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And that's good.
Ain't nothing wrong
girl,
with that.
Girl, you doing a good job, girl. You doing good.
That's, I mean, those are words of affirmation. Like, tell yourself you doing you. Like, that's all you got to do. I'm good. I got me. I feel like I'm doing a freaking amazing. I do it like... We stay here. I just, like I said on one episode, I bought a new truck. You know, we've been better financially and things like that. And I have to sit, back and give myself kudos. I'm like, because you know what? 4 years ago, it wouldn't have been this. You know what I mean? 3 years ago, it wouldn't have been this. 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been this. I grew mentally. I acknowledge every day how different I handle situations just because now I'm in a mental level that I know I have a mental illness, so I protect myself mentally above all. And I'm like, if I feel like this situation is going to be too much for me, thank you, but I'm good. Like, I'm not finna even push for it. People say, oh, you cut people off with the quickness. No, it's not that. I protect self with a quickness.
You got to.
It's a difference. Then if I cut you off with a quickness, that means you did one thing I didn't like and I cut you off. And I could have said, okay, Queen didn't put mustard on my hot dog when I asked her to put mustard on my hot dog because she know I like mustard. So you know what? I ain't coming to her house no more because she don't know how to put mustard on a hot dog. That's stupid cutoff. Now, I ain't going to Queen's house no more because Queen called me this. I told her I found that disrespectful to say this. She said it anyway and kept making a mockery of it. So no, I'm not going to go back over there because I don't feel like I'm in a positive headspace when I'm around her. So I'm just not going to make the move to go over there. That's not me cutting her off just to cut her off. That's me giving you reason. And if we're adults to a point where, trust, if I cut you off, you know why. It was not up for question of why we not talking. Mm-hmm. It ain't up for that. It's up, you know, because I'm going to tell you because you don't need to do it to nobody else.
Right.
So protecting himself. I paid my rent and I ain't got no money to give you on yours. Like, that's basically what it is. I paid money. I ain't putting $50 towards yours. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't see it that way. And especially when it comes to family. Oh God, you know what I mean? Mental health check among your family.
Mm.
What make you want to go? You want to stop paying the rent and go stay in the shelves?
Right.
You
want
to go get checked in for real.
Bank.
You'd be like Sophia in Shady Pines, sitting over there. Living in Shady Pines. Talking about, you know what? Come on. Well, that's
what
that's.
Everything like that though, it helps build you. Like, even though some things that you go through that do affect you mentally, it still builds you at the same time. Like, it's just so crazy how things work out to where it hurts in the moment and you learn it in the moment, but then it's also strengths that's part of you now to know better and to like build on those moments of you depositing too much into somebody else or paying somebody else's rent and not paying your rent. And then it's like, you know, later on, you know, you look at yourself now and just like, okay, like, how would you feel? Like, what you think would be the case if you didn't go through that and you know, you just like that those things didn't happen. Like, you know, you wouldn't be who you are today to know.
Yeah. But sometimes you want to build character.
Yeah.
And it builds a savings account.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it build up a whooping, but anyway,
but yeah, most of all, y'all need to pay your rent, take care of yourself, think about you first, and always put your best foot forward, because if you don't pay your rent, nobody else will.
And in this building, there ain't no rental assistance.
And then I want to say, like, for the parents, of course, on the parent side, like, you know, try not to lose your identity, you know, providing and being what you need for your kids. Still just kind of take your time, even if you got to lock yourself up in the bathroom or go to your car and sit in your car, go in your closet, lock the door. Just try to take 10 to 15 minutes to just check yourself to make sure you okay. Because, you know, it's like a given that when you're a parent, you just have to be strong and be okay. And that's not always the case because parents have a lot, especially like when you have kids, that you think about everything. You don't even think about just paying the rent because now you don't pay the rent. These kids, what they going to do? Like, where are they going to go? You know, like it's a lot. Right. You got to make sure you good to make sure your household good.
I'm just saying.
And for the men.
Oh, no relationship, no friendship, no marriage, no nothing goes above your mental health. Like, take care of you mentally first and make sure you're in line with yourself, because once the mind breaks, it's really hard to come back and pay the rent. It's really hard. And I don't want to see anybody get to that level. I've been at that level. And let me tell you something. It's not good. It takes you forever to rebuild that trust back with yourself. You don't even trust yourself. I don't think people understand it. Like, you stop trusting yourself to take care of yourself when you allow stuff like that to happen. So do the mental health check. And like I said earlier, do it as often as you need to, whether it's when you clock in at work, and whether it's when you're getting up in the morning before you go to bed at night and you want to go over your day, whatever you need to do, whether you're sitting with your spouse, even do it for your kids. Sit and have a conversation with them, engage their mental health too. Do what you can to make sure you're taking care of yourself and those around you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Tempo.
With that being said, thank you for joining on our mental health check on the Melanin Playbook, which will happen a lot. We are very big advocates for mental health. So you will continue to hear random topics of mental health come up. And like I said, go on our page. What you say, Queen?
Click, like, share, and subscribe.
Exactly. And make sure you're on that melaninplaybook.com. It's been updated. There's a lot of good things on there. You can even listen to live episodes from there. Make sure you're in there doing it. We have our recent episodes are always under the episodes tab. So when you go in there, it's a welcome at the page, thanking you for being a part of our fan base. And also just go and click and just see, you know, what we got and tell us if we need to add more. We love, love, love to hear from our listeners and our viewers. So let us know. With that being said, shout out. We will holler at you guys later.
All right. All right, until next time.